What if you could predict your future? Does this seem too good to be true? It can be done. All it takes is using your mind to give thought to how you want your future to look. What is it that you want to see? How do you want to be? And how do you want your life to go? These questions can be answered by you. This isn't about manifesting, it is about creating. If you want to be healthier, speak to your future healthy self and tell her, what are you doing today to help her be healthier? You want to be happier? What is it that you can tell your future self you are doing today to create a feeling of being happy? Thinner, richer, more of something, or less of anything at all? Dear future self, here's what I am doing today to support you. In this podcast, Dear Future Self, based on the book by the same name, author Susan Axelrod, the Confidence Coach, interviews women who understand the benefit of speaking out what they want for their lives. Why is this important? Because speaking to your future self supports you here and now. What would you say to your future self? Hello, friends. Susan Axelrod here, the Confidence Coach. I am beyond delighted to be introducing this new podcast that is based on my book that came out recently called Dear Future Self, an anthology to inspire soul confidence. I am so excited about this conversation that I'm going to be having with you over the next several weeks. The Dear Future Self concept came to me after my third book, which is titled Dear Younger Self. My third book is about the idea that you can go back and redo things simply by focusing on them in a very deep, meditative, intentional way. If we don't go back and speak to our younger selves and do some healing back there, then we get a little bit stuck right here. And over there, the future self suffers and may struggle. When we spend time going back, reviewing, revisiting, visiting with our younger self, whenever that is to you, that may be your child self, it may be your teenage self, it may be your young working self, it may simply be more recently, last year, or even last month. This is the opportunity that we have when you live in the world that I have created for myself, where your mind, your body, and your soul all coming together in a holistic way, a holistic representation of life can support you going forward in more strength than you ever imagined possible. Dear younger self, I love you. I know that you didn't get it all right, and I love you anyway. Also, I want to let you know things work out for you in the future. And so there's so much to be said about the Dear Younger Self thesis. And I encourage you to embrace this idea. Do it through journaling, through meditation, through prayer, through therapy, through conversations, especially with people who knew you then and still know you now in the adult self you are. And have fun with that. Have fun going back and looking at how things went and reimagining them and re-envisioning them and letting your younger self know that everything is going to be okay. So as I put together my Dear Younger Self book, it came to me pretty quickly that I knew that I would be working on a Dear Future Self thesis. So my books, my three anthology books are made up of articles that I wrote over a year's time for Sibella Publications. Sybil English is the publisher, and she is such an extraordinary, publishing mentor. She encouraged us not to advance, write, and automate out the articles that we were going to be producing monthly, but rather to commit the time, the energy, the effort, and the brain power to write in real-time resonance so that the writing, the output, your creation would be resonant with where you actually were. Of course, it makes sense to batch write up articles for your monthly uploading into the dashboard, but that's not the way Sybil encouraged us to write. As a result, I started having these articles that, as I said, were written in real-time resonance. And as I read them back myself, I was surprised at what it was that I began to glean about myself. I've been writing for this publication for many years now, and this book, My Dear Future Self book, is my fourth book that is an anthology of those articles. So when I came into the new year, the new publication year, I started right away in January with My Dear Future Self thesis. And then what happened was it supported me every month, all year long. Here is my thesis, that you do have an opportunity to actually create the future that you really do want in your heart. And you do that by changing who and how you are now. Dear future self, I am doing everything in my power so that you will be healthy, happy, and whole. It's so amazing. It's not that there's miracles that happen or magic occurs, but it's that you use your mind and your commitment, your energy, and your focus to set intentions, to do small things now that will lead you in the direction that you want to go with intention so that in the future you can have things the way you want them. So let's talk about your fitness. This is an easy one. If you know that you need to get more fit, if you know that bringing the physical outlet into your life is important, you don't go to the gym and in one time walk out looking differently. You don't do anything really and in one time walk out looking differently. But rather, if you know anything about fitness, if you've ever had any experience about this in your younger life, then over time, you can begin to develop muscle. And in the journey of it, in the progress of it, in the intention of it, over some period of time, you will begin to develop a different physical form. And fitness will come into your life in a more pronounced and productive way. So when you go to the gym, let's say, and work out with weights on a regular basis, it does take some time. But if what you want is to be more fit, you want to have some definition to your muscles, then you see the vision of that. Your future self has a more fit, perhaps a slightly more muscular body. Perhaps it has fewer pounds, if that's what's on your mind. Whatever it is that you want to see in your future, if you commit to that vision, if you speak to that future self, then working backwards to here and now, you can start taking actions towards that future. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is so important. When I first started going to a gym, it was because I wanted to get off my anxiety medication that I had been on for 7 years. At one point, I finally said to my doctor, I want to try to get off it. I want to see if I can do it. And he said to me, if you want to get off your medication, then start going to the gym. Well, I didn't go to the gym one time and get off my medication. I made a program, if you will, a plan based on something I really wanted, something I saw in my future, which for me happened to be not being on medication. I wasn't sure if I would succeed. It was just something that I had in my mind, and my doctor and I worked together on it. I was working with a psychiatrist, of course, because I was on medication, but also with my primary doctor. And so I got myself to the gym with the help of my family and support of my family, and with my own commitment to my future self. This goes back, gosh, I don't even know how many years, 20 years, maybe. I can't really remember when that was. Maybe 15 to 20 years ago. And so that was the progression of how this all came about, this book that says, Dear Future Self. I write here in the beginning, when you meet up with your future self, do you want to be beaten and battered from the struggle and fight? Or do you want to be healthy, whole, soul connected, and ethereal to best support the rest of her journey? Oh my gosh, I love this. This is why I love writing, because when I read back a quote like that, I think to myself, wow, that's really good. I love this. When you meet up with your future self, do you want to be beaten and battered from the struggle and fight? Or do you want to be healthy, whole, and soul connected, and even ethereal to best support the rest of her journey? This is what I'm talking about with Dear Future Self. You can look to your future and reverse engineer to the only thing that matters here and now. Again, many years ago, I wrote a poem called Here and Now based on my own journey to enlightenment. Again, I don't even know how many years. That may go back 12 or 15 years. I've had it all this time guiding me to go from my type A personality to become more mindfully present of today. And that is where this entire, you know, program, if you want to call it that, my Dear Future Self program, this process, this idea has all evolved. In the end, there's one thing that we know for sure, and that is there's only here and now. This is the moment. This is the very moment where you can make choices to do things differently that will affect your future self. So yes, I like to look into the future. Yes, I am a visionary. Yes, I like to envision. I visualize. I've always been a planner. Since I was 14, I've been planning and looking ahead. But over these years, I've worked like the Dickens to not live in the future, but live here and now, but still have an eye to the future as I want it to be. So one of my chapters is titled this: Your Future Holds Surprises. Oh, God Almighty. Your future will hold surprises. It will. I can promise you that. But if along the way, you're keeping in mind how you want to be a whole and healthy and well self in your future, then when the surprises come now and smack you upside the head, as they will, there's one thing that we know that will happen. You can be more prepared. You can be more grounded in the here and now because you know what it is that you're doing. You know what it is that the path is that you are on. And so one of the things that I say is that it's important to be honest with yourself. This is not easy. I understand this is not easy, but it's important to be honest with yourself. I write here, who could you be and how could you be if you take time for honest reflection? Who could you be and how could you be if you take time for honest reflection. What if you clean your windows to your soul and see through them more clearly to get soul connected and bring feeling, love, and joy back to yourself? If you're feeling depleted, depressed, and down, the windows to your soul can also show you a future in charge of you. Because when you're on this journey and you understand that you're working towards a healthy and well future, but you're doing that from the here and now place, if you're honest with yourself, that's really all that matters in the end. We don't have to be perfect. We don't even have to be getting it right most of the time. We just do want to be honest with ourselves, with where we are now and what is or is not in our capacity to change. What is in our control? When you enter into the Dear Future Self program, when you absorb and integrate the Dear Future Self thesis, then you're really coming back more into your control. This is so important because in our younger years, there's so much that's out of our control. Mostly I'm speaking to women in the second half of life, although men in the second half of life are finding me too. And to tell you the truth, many younger people are finding me now as well because of this part about being honest with ourselves. I don't try to show myself as anything other than the flawed, frail human that I am. I do work hard in life. I do commit to my own growth, my personal development. And I'm proud of myself for that, even through some very, very difficult personal times. So I give myself grace now because I'm on my way to a healthy future self. And I know that that takes time. And sometimes it's an up and down journey. And sometimes it's a spiral downward. But when we're in this mind-focused place of really knowing that it's in my control what I do every day now so that I can be in a healthier and more well way, a well way of being, not a bad way of being, not a poor way of being, not a mentally depressed way of being, but as much as is possible, giving myself grace along the way in a well way of being. If you think of your future self, and that may be your future self at the end of this year or next year, it may be at the end of your decade, whatever decade you're in, it may be at the end of your life, it may be by the time your child gets married, you know, there's every minute of every day, starting from now, is a future self. When you apply this thesis and you enter this program, this Dear Future Self program that I'm really wanting you to understand, then you come back from that future self to now. If I want to be on the beach this summer and I want to be even just a little bit more comfortable in my own skin, then what is it that I could, maybe should, do now to get there? Instead of the old way, which is just getting there and still being unhappy and uncomfortable in my own skin. Just one example. What about a relationship with a partner, a parent, a child, a friend? If it's in stress, what is it that I can do now coming back into myself, into my own self energy that is in my control? What is it? If I want to have a better relationship, then working backwards from there, what do I need to start doing here and now in order for me to say, dear future self, you're in a good relationship because I worked at it now. Do you get it? Are you getting it more and more? I want to tell you, I am so excited that for the first time in this book, I have included quotes from a dozen other women. I contacted people from around the country and I invited them to give me and share with me their own dear future self quote. And so as part of this podcast series, I will be interviewing the women in this book on their quote that they shared with me. I'm not going to go over them now, but they're all in the book and you will have a chance to see what some other women are saying to their future selves. Several of them talk about this idea of how your life is going to turn out okay, based on my experience from my dear younger self. Or some talk about how you can use your mind and how much control you do have over your thoughts, and to plan for activities that will serve and support you. I'm so excited about this piece because it's not just all about me. My books are my reflections. All of them, as I said, were from a magazine, you know, articles that I wrote. But this time we're going to be really pulling in other people's ideas and concepts into this thesis. One of the chapters that resonated the deepest with me in my book is titled, "What is Your Truest Truth?" This resonates with me so deeply because, honestly, friends, it's easier not to be in our own truth. It's easier to, you know, lie a little bit to yourselves, to be in what we call denial or avoidance of things. And so one of the articles is called, "What is Your Truest Truth?" And as with all of my books, at the end of every chapter, you have writing space. That's why I call them book journals, for your own self-reflections. What is your truest truth? In the end, it says, in your truest truth, you can look your future self in the eyes and say, I stood in my truth for you. This idea of what we don't admit to ourselves can actually begin to eat away at you and can actually begin to create mental, emotional, and physical stress and duress on your body. And as part of this process, as part of this Dear Future Self program, we do excavate a little bit down in the inner work we do so that we can come back out. We can be in our truth. We don't have to be perfect. We hardly even have to be good. We just want to be honest with ourselves about our pain, about our struggles, about our difficulties, and about our desires and our dreams and our aspirations. And along the way of this program, this Dear Younger Self and Dear Future Self, we can begin to kind of bring all of this together in a beautiful ball of energy that is available to you all the time, whenever you want to access it. I know I hear myself getting excited, my voice is rising up, my shoulders are going up, because I really, truly am excited about this discussion that I'm going to be having with all these people. I want to tell you that I am sponsoring this program by Axelrod Confidence Coaching, which is my business, because I believe in it so deeply. I know that this program works, this thesis works, because I'm living it. And don't get me wrong, I still have my problems, my personal problems and my struggles and my difficulties, but I have these tools that I've created to get me through in a stronger, more confident way. I am the confidence coach. And so this is the basis of all of my work, my writing, my output, and my legacy. One thing I would like to tell you today, friends, if you are viewing or listening to this podcast episode, I want to invite you to connect with me personally and let me know if you would like to be a guest on this podcast to talk about your future self. I'm inviting you through this episode here that if you would like to join me, I'd be happy to have you. You can find me easily on LinkedIn under my name, Susan Axelrod. You can find me on Facebook under my name, Susan Axelrod. You can also find me in the KS Media app, where I am an influencer under the menu item called Directories. My website is this, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Legacy is the basis. It really underlies all of my work because I learned many, many years ago in my career that one of our greatest fears is that we won't be remembered. And so when we feel confident in life, when we speak to our younger self and do some healing, when we speak to our future self and let her know that we're good and we're on our way there in a healthy, whole and well way, that's where legacy comes from. All right, friends, thank you so much for joining me today in this introductory episode to this podcast, this program, Dear Future Self. I cannot wait to share the stories of others with you.